We are following the fluid and increasingly dangerous situation in Afghanistan. President Biden says tonight he will stick with the August 31st deadline for finishing a U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others.
The Taliban have been taking steps to work with us so we can get our people out. But it's a tenuous situation.
The decision opens the president up to criticism for caving to the Taliban, who say they will not permit the evacuation to go on longer, and to the prospect that some people who want to leave will unfortunately be left behind.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the group of seven major industrialized nations, also known as the G7, will not recognize a Taliban government unless the group guarantees people can leave the country if they wish. The announcement set the stage for a chaotic endgame in Afghanistan. Let's go live now to Skype to Brookings Institution Senior Fellow and Director of Research and Foreign Policy, Michael O'Hanlon. Michael, thanks for being here. So what do you make of what you heard today from the administration and what you've been observing along the way with the situation?
Greetings. Well, I have, two thoughts. One is that, of course, President Biden's understandably trying to get people out by August 31st, and he doesn't want to antagonize the Taliban, who do have most of the guns inside of Kabul today. On the other hand, he cannot afford to be seen as having the Taliban set American foreign policy or set limits on our humanitarian relief for certainly our own people, but even our Afghan friends. So if he wants to sort of subtly signal that we might stay more than another week, but not brazenly declare that, but he's got to have the option of staying beyond August 31st, because there are a lot of people, friends of America and Americans themselves, who may still be in the country a week from now. And we should not be accepting terms from the Taliban. We have a lot of leverage over them. They need the money that the international economic and foreign policy communities can provide them. They need our economic aid. They need access to their own bank accounts. They're going to need diplomatic recognition if they want to have any hope of running their country effectively. We've got leverage. And the idea that we should speak in a way that somehow concedes to them the upper hand would be a big mistake.
This is not a direct challenge to what you just said, Michael, but do we really have that much leverage when you look at who is controlling most of that nation?
You're right. I mean, it's a fair question. We have leverage in certain areas. We do not have leverage to control events on the ground in Afghanistan, except perhaps in certain areas of Kabul where we might rescue Americans or Afghans friendly to the United States. But we have a lot of leverage over whether the Taliban can succeed as a government. And a lot of those Taliban leaders have gotten accustomed to a fairly comfortable life in sanctuary in Pakistan or in hotels in Doha, where they were, making the showings of negotiating with the Afghan government the last 2 years, but never really serious about that. They cannot really afford to be cut off from the rest of the world unless they want to live back in the 7th century like they did 25 years ago. And by many indications, they seem to want to enter the 21st century. So we've got to be willing to use that leverage. I'm not suggesting that we somehow think we can do any and all things within Afghanistan at this juncture. But getting out our own people, getting out friends of our own people, and making sure that the Afghans who are stranded in Afghanistan are not massacred, are not, fundamentally mistreated by the Taliban rule. I think we have a lot of leverage to try to achieve those goals.
Well, quickly, Michael, we were talking the other night about the Taliban and whether or not the U.S. and other nations will recognize the Taliban as they are now in control of the government. But does the Taliban even care about all this? I mean, when it comes down to it, the Taliban is there, the U.S. is leaving. Do they even care what we have to say? And you're talking about leverage and as far as what happens in the end.
That is the big question. And I can't say yes or no, but I can say I think so. I think they care because I think they want the money that comes with diplomatic recognition. They want the access to trade. They want the access to their own bank accounts and that of the previous Afghan government. They want some degree of humanitarian assistance for the future. And we are the ones who control all that. So, we'll have to test the proposition. I'm not happy about where we are. I think President Biden made a big mistake in deciding to leave when he announced that in April. So, alas, we are, however, at this juncture, and we're going to have to try to use the leverage that we've got, which is not inconsiderable, to test the proposition that you just put forward. I hope the answer is that, yes, they care at least some, so we can mitigate their worst instincts. I'm not promising a happy outcome, but hopefully we can avert the worst outcome.
With the world so focused on social justice, that's not just domestic stuff like police violence in the U.S. That's everywhere. That's the Palestinians. That's the fate of refugees in Afghanistan. If some people people are left behind, as we believe they will be in Afghanistan, how big a black mark is that on the United States?
Well, on the one hand, President Biden's right that we can't dictate outcomes all around the world, and we have to recognize the limits of our own influence. On the other hand, I believe that the Taliban, you know, threatened many of the people that we worked with closely for 20 years and who did a lot to try to build their own country. So I think we still have some kind of a special obligation in this place, not to support a failing mission, but to try to nonetheless preserve the most important modest increments of progress in Afghanistan. It is a special friend of the United States. It's a place where we have put in a lot of effort. It would be a shame to throw it all away. So this is a shade of gray kind of question. We can do some, we can't do everything. And, you know, that's where we are.
Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you both.